I know what you're saying.
Do you not agree with that?
I do agree with that. I feel like he was saying what I was saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are stuck in the.
That's what I'm saying.
Repeated what we just said. I just said we're all agreeing.
Do you not see how ironic this is?
I do.
Then why are you arguing with me? Why are you arguing?
On today's episode of this podcast, Has a Table, we're going to introduce a fun little game with my friends here, Tad and Jacob. I don't even know what to call the game, but we're going to start it off.
We're going to do A to Z on describing dead internet theory.
Dead internet theory. A to Z.
Try to explain this going A to Z.
Yeah. And yeah. I'll start it off to make it a little easy to give the premise. And we're going to start it with AI. All right, in AI,
wait, you start with A or I?
A.
Okay.
I am me, and A is it, okay?
Does A become before I?
A before I.
A before I.
Okay, except so we start with A.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not get in a feedback loop yet, because this episode will already be one, all right?
Yeah.
All right, so AI and the internet, dead internet theory. So we need to describe what that means throughout our conversation. And we're going to jump into the next portion on how that interacts with this concept. Who wants to be the next person?
You want B?
Because of AI, it seems that AI itself, because of itself, is able to talk to itself. So therefore, it makes for machine talking to machine, in a way. How would you like to follow that?
Can also,
are you asking?
Be described as AI taking over the internet in a way by talking to itself and taking out the real people that are actually part of the internet.
Data is what it's all about, and the information that provides, and how it's always bouncing back and forth between each other.
Okay.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
Gosh, that was a hard one to pick up back on. But we're still going to go at it and describe.
Yep.
G?
Yep.
Well, gosh, you're good. You're good. Keep going. Yeah. You're good. You're good.
So we are good. And it isn't good that we get stuck in these feedback loops, and we always keep having the same information provided always back to us with nothing new and apparent.
How would you elaborate on that, how that's bad?
I would say that it's bad because the AI has taken over the actual people's job as, like, hey, let's give information to the internet.
Jay.
I know.
Keep it rolling.
Jail time is what should be when we have this information just being apparently bastardized and shoved back in our face and constantly being repeated.
KKK could get a hold of this technology and exploit it for nefarious purposes. And make it unbearable for these machines to become just racist feedback loops upon each other.
Loops. Let's talk about loops. It's like a hula hoop. You know, it goes in a circle, and it's a loop. Your turn.
Monsters is what we have created in this informational era. And it is a problem that we need to go ahead and take care of, or it's going to become issues for our future generations.
Now that you say that, I realize how serious of a problem this could be.
Outside of what y'all have said, I kind of agree.
Pondering upon this question, I really wonder what I could do about this, because it almost seems outside of our range to be able to perform anything like that.
Quiet. I want to hear what Jacob has to say upon that.
You? You? No. I don't...
R!
I got a word. I got a word for you with R.
You.
It's not your turn.
Oh yeah, it's T U and it's T and then you're up.
Yeah. We're on R.
We're on
yes,
R.
You're right.
Respectively. I don't really agree. I think people are a very big part of the internet, and hopefully they will be in the future.
Surely that can't be your opinion, that you don't agree with that.
True.
It's you. Yeah. You. Yeah. Underlying issues are is a problem with the bots. So I think that most of the time it is a real person, but the bots are a problem.
Vexingly, I do agree with you.
What a word.
Holy shit. I had to really go through the dictionary on that one.
Oh, God, spicy. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Was that it?
Probably.
You technically did W.
Yeah.
So was that it?
Said, what a word.
What a word.
Yeah. I'm surprised that was so fluid, to be honest, but...
What a word.
What's after W?
X.
I'm trying to do it. Why do I get these X?
Yeah, thank you, Elon, dude.
Damn. It's not, we're gonna go.
Maybe Jacob, there is a platform that is also contaminated by this.
Okay.
Listen, I'll say that passes because that follows the conversation.
That does. We're just gonna go with that. Okay. X says the platform is part of the problems with the dead internet theory.
Yes, I think I agree with that. That is part of that, because there's a lot of bots on X that has a lot of conversation and feedback loops to cause misinformation on all social media platforms.
Z's is what people be catching exploring the dead internet theory. Because we all be sleeping and dead, and it's just machines talking to machines at that point.
Okay. Well, how close did we come to explaining the dead internet theory?
Did we get any good information out of that?
I think there was at least some semblance. We could talk about it really more.
Yeah.
Honestly, that didn't go as terrible as I thought. That was pretty bad, though.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. We don't know our ABCs. That's the problem. That's more of the
when
problem.
When we were talking, I would get lost on what you were saying. Because I was like, oh no.
Jacob got lost on letters.
Oh, I did. That's what I'm saying. I thought I knew my ABCs. Obviously, I don't.
Well, let's start there.
Let's talk about
loops.
Hula hoops.
That was a good one, though. That was a good one, because that's what it's all about. All this dead internet theory is these algorithms are all talking to each other, and they get stuck at putting out all this spam. Because it's really, if you understand what spam means and where the word came from, so what do you know what spam is? The meat?
I love spam.
Yeah. So it's just a ultra processed, unnutritious thing that is just pushed out.
Whoa.
Is that the definition of spam? Well, no, or are you just trying to?
It's okay. That's what
just
that is.
On spam a little bit.
No, okay. Well, that's where the name spam came from.
He's kind of right.
I got you, Hawaiians. Don't you worry.
Listen,
spam's good, but he's right.
You can like it, but you have to agree and understand that that's what that is. So
it's very ultra processed,
unproven till otherwise. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Talk to you in a few years when your colon stops working.
Spam's delicious. That's all I need.
Well, a lot of people like it. That's why it's so prolific, mm-hmm. because that's the same thing with content we have and everything.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, and this isn't all TikToks or all shorts in general, because we also participate in the short game, but
the
shorts.
Short game.
Yeah. Short game.
Shout out to Short Kings out there.
I'm one of those. But
they don't know that.
They do now. A king will tell himself.
Yeah, we'll see him stand every now and then. Yeah.
But that's what it is. It's just super processed, unnutritious content. And it's the same thing. When you have your spam folder, you can think of it the same way in your email.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually, that term was taken from that and implemented in our language.
So that's how the word spam was it originally associated with the meat, and then got, because it's ultra processed thing, or is that just kind of a
it was like slang on the internet. And spam, I don't know what the actual word is called.
I'm gonna look it up while you say that. But yeah, keep
but
this is a good correlation.
The internet got a hold of it and used spam because that's what it actually is, you know, in itself. Now I don't know what its definition is legitimately in reality part, but the internet is the reason that it's called spam now for like emails and stuff. All the emails are that because of the existence of spam already. It was named after it, you know.
After the meat.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yep. And
that's
interesting.
There you go. I got one. Well, it is kind of related.
What's that?
So the word spam comes from a sketch on the BBC comedy show Monty Python's Flying
Circus. Yeah, that's what it was. Yep.
In the sketch, Vikings chant the name of the canned meat, spam, so loudly that they drown out other conversations.
That's where the whole story came from.
That
video I was talking about kind of spoke about that the other day, too.
Dope.
But that's where the language came from.
The Monty Python.
Yeah, which, you know, parody is what the internet's really kind of all about. Memes.
That's all it is.
Reality as usual. Yeah. Well, that's the thing about dead internet, and its biggest issue is it's kind of what you say, drowning out the conversation.
It is. It's creating a big static field that nothing else creative gets through. It's the same thing, copy and pasted 1,000 times over, and it creates a wall.
It's not just the feedback loop on the internet. It's the feedback loop of how people
interact. Well, in our culture, we do it too. Even without the computers, we still create spam with each other. No, advertisements can create spam. We our mailboxes had spam before we even like actually consider what that was. Like,
oh yeah,
all the junk mail we have. That's the same difference, you know.
Some of our interactions end up being spam in a way.
Well, yeah.
If you want to get deep.
How's the weather outside?
In a way.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Spam.
Spam.
It's kind of spam. The bringing up the weather is kind of spamming somebody into a conversation.
It is. But a lot of people don't know how
to
do
that. So is a how are you kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you walk in. Like,
that's at least more genuine if you mean it.
But do you really mean it? Because if you say it to everybody.
I do every time I say it, at least.
So you mean it to everybody.
Absolutely. Every time. Yeah. Every time I do.
Okay, I'm a server. I don't mean it when I say it to
everybody. Deliver pizzas. Yeah. I mean it
how
every time I
today?
See
them.
Yeah, like, I don't care. I don't care how you are. It's honestly a more
I
of
do
a,
at least.
It's more of a like a let me have a
I know
conversation
it's a
starter.
Formality, but I truly mean it every time. Because sometimes people tell me the truth. They're like, oh God, I'm shit.
That's
how like what?
Well, that's how I know I don't mean it, is when somebody starts being like, oh, actually, like, I'm shit, then I'm like, shit, I wish you wouldn't have started talking about your life, you know?
I really don't care. Yeah.
Well,
I'm trying to be nice,
I guess,
you know?
I got a little more patience for some of these people than you. You have a different clientele than I do, too, though.
Yeah.
See, I don't have to deal with them more than like 5 minutes either.
Yeah, see, I mean, I feel like you're just acting like for most of the time.
Well, all, honestly, it's, you do. It's, yeah. And that creates that ultra. See, you're
that acting
creating
is
the
a,
habit.
Is kind of spam a little bit.
Yeah,
a little
is.
Bit, yeah.
It's because that's ultra processed, and everybody knows that you act this way so that you can then persuade somebody to interact with you the way you want so that you can then have them tip you.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping they don't know that I'm acting that way.
They will
and
now.
And I hope they know that. I genuinely mean it.
They know you're just full of fucking shit. Yeah.
They still tip me, so that's all I care about.
Well, that's what it is. That's what spam's about. You're trying to get that out of somebody. You're trying to get their attention. You're trying to do it the way that everybody's always done it without any creativity. It's just trying to level it out. It's just the same cookie cutter thing. And that's what algorithms are about in the dead internet theory, is that if you keep that up and that constantly being out there, that eventually that it's just going to take over everything and you won't have any access to the genuine connection that you'll have individually throughout your life.
He's right. You got to fry that spam up, dude. Make it mean something.
At least
it
has to be different, at least.
You just don't take it out of the can and eat it, dude.
Take
that. You got to prepare it.
No, you can, but then you got to put it on some bread.
So you do have to prepare it. Yeah, yeah.
You got to prepare it, exactly.
Yeah, that makes the spam a little bit better.
You want that spam to mean something, to actually dig in a little bit, and you actually mean it. Do it that way.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good analogy.
You just take it out of the can like a savage.
Yeah, it ain't going to be as good.
No, dude.
If you cook it a little bit, you could eat the spam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
You don't really want to eat it if you don't, if you just take it out
of
the can.
If you don't do any prep, no.
No, it's
just, it's
not as good.
It's just processed meat in a can.
Exactly.
Right on.
You know, man. I'm glad that came up. That was a good.
Thank
you. It was. You know, with servers and stuff and bringing that forward, because that wasn't even an aspect I really considered immediately about us being in our social lives and our waking day to day.
I mean, it's just like any other work.
Small talk, you know.
I didn't
think about that being like part of that whole concept, which it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100% with everything.
Well, the thing is, too, is that if you're talking about especially spam on the internet or just dead internet theory as it relates in terms of the information bubble, the processed junk, it's the same way with how it just interacts with real people. Mm-hmm. So real people, even on the internet, interacting with these bots and AI creations that will just in their cells be interacting with one another, that could then make websites to give it some validation that's not real validation, then affirms other people's biases on whatever subject it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so people think they're talking to a real person.
Echo chambers.
And that's what we're in more than anything anything now. The internet as an information tool was supposed to be this infinite library of knowledge that really has just siloed us into this narrow thing of what makes me feel good, even if it's not real and it's coming from a bot.
The internet was a singularity, and now we've entered into entropy.
Well, and the problem is there's nothing new coming out of it. Like, that's the problem with the dead internet theory. Like, once you get to the dead internet, there's nothing new you're going to get from that. It's going to be everything that has been, and it's going to be all compressed into one. And, you know, you're not going to get any creativity, anything, you know.
Well, it can't, because it's literally just working off of what we've done so far.
It can only reference itself.
So far.
And it can only be creative on what has already been made by humans or itself. So, like, it's really not even, like I said, making anything new. So, you're not seeing anything new.
It's like, we spoke briefly about this. This is literally what human beings have done anyways. We're kind of a dead internet ourselves.
But the difference in human beings is there is...
We can at least break script.
We can break script, and we can self-correct to a degree. Now, AI is not to self-correcting yet.
I think it will be.
It may be, but it's not there yet.
Yeah.
The point is that the problem with especially the dead internet theory is there is no self-correcting mechanism.
How's it going to know that it needs to correct its action?
Exactly.
Because all its actions are performed by what goals we've set. So
exactly.
We want it to sell something. It's only going to know that corrective measure.
It can't perform goals we've
because
not created
it only
yet.
Can do that by our inputs and parameters that we've put into it.
Yep.
It don't know anything outside of its box. You know, you ever heard of a homunculus?
No, actually,
no.
I haven't.
Okay. What is that?
That's a big word, too.
Homunculus.
Yeah.
Full
okay.
big
hey,
words
hey,
today, aren't you?
I'll pull what I pulled
if
off
you
that
listen,
the other day.
Hear
can
it
you
every
spell
day?
It?
Yeah, homunculus.
I'm going to go ahead.
You say a big word, you better be able to spell it.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know. Okay.
Try.
H-U-M-U-C-L-U-S.
You were close. H-O-M.
Anyways. Close. That was close.
I can't remember. That's not the important part. It's an alchemical topic and concept to create a life form. And the reason I wanted to mention that is because, like, we've created a life form, but it doesn't know anything outside of its flask. You know, it only exists within the parameters, and when you break the flask, it no longer will exist.
You're not going to get an Einstein or Newton from, like, which, you know.
No, it's
like
just going to copy Einstein and Newton, and that's what we have it there for. And I don't know if that it's ever going to do that, because it's only going to know what we provide.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if AI gets the point that it actually learns beyond, like, hey, can we create something new off of.
If it can start to probe things in its relationship to reality, it might be able to, but
you think I don't think it ever gets to that point.
In that way, if it can probe outside of its flask somehow, then
I don't think it can perceive anything. I don't think it'll ever get to the point where it can perceive
even on its limited knowledge. The best you can make it at the current moment would be able to, if you can basically get it to interpret data that is separate of bullshit, if that makes sense. So, which is hard to do because, yes, again, it's programmed by people.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, from like, think like numbers or something. If this country needs a certain amount of like steel production for this amount of people to make like these certain things, you can kind of start to get to that because it's narrowed in.
Well, with numbers.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So you can get it to do that. But the thing is when people start talking about like economic problems and things like that, a lot of like political other shit gets mixed in. What I'm saying is if you break it down to pure numbers, you can maybe get it to start kind of doing that and separating that information off.
Yep.
As far as new ideas, though, maybe not so much.
That's what I'm saying. Well, a good example would be like introducing a number that has never been a number before. AI would not know what to do with
well,
that.
I don't
that's,
think we know what to do with
me.
That.
Well, that's a good point of like creating something new. Like if we came out here and like, you know,
we
Einstein
ever actually
or
created
or
anything
or,
new, though? Because everything that we've ever got, at least in our theories, has been an observation of what was real, not that we've made
yeah,
it
but
real.
That's my point. I don't think AI could observe that and perceive what is out there and then make a calculated, like
sensors. I agree with you, mm-hmm. but if it could have that in addition to give it, call it eyes, you know, whatever sensors it can to measure reality, because we
but
have.
But it's
our
only
sensors.
Probably going to measure reality in the way we want it.
That's
to,
what
the
I'm
way
saying.
We perceive
yeah, that's
we know exactly.
We're the ones programming
that's,
it to do that.
So, that's my point.
And we only know, and this is a good this is a good topic too for that. We only know in our senses within 3 and 4 dimensions. We don't understand and conceptualize anything after 5-dimensional intellect, because like if you've ever watched Flat World. I don't know if you guys ever watched that.
I've seen that. Of it.
It's an old book too, but there was a movie along with it. But it basically talked about a 2-dimensional entity existing, mm-hmm. and the 2-dimensional entity had a 3-dimensional experience happen to it that caused it to just like go kind of crazy, and then it got to experience the 3-dimensional world while it only knew the 2-dimensional world, which expanded its mind and understanding, mm-hmm. because like it, within the 2 dimensions of a plane.
Yep.
I wish I had a piece of paper and a pen right now. That's okay though.
Yeah, like underneath the paper and
yeah,
like
so you can only it can only see like on here. If I put my finger on it, it'll only be able to see like a cross section.
Yeah,
of my finger
on the finger in the 2 dimensions.
So like us human beings, we're only able to see like 3 to 4 dimensions because you know 4 is kind of like time and everything.
Yeah.
We're able to see it out there. Like, fifth dimensionally speaking, like, we can't even conceptualize an understanding besides, like, the closest we are is, like, Marvel movies and stuff. It's like, you know
with
how
the multiverse.
The multiverse stuff, yeah. the mm-hmm. Morbius strip and all that. We can kind of get a grasp, but it is really hard to process.
Well, like you said, the Morbius strip, that's actually real.
Yeah, no,
like
I know
that,
it is
yeah,
real.
So that's...
It's a very real thing that's measurable, but... And it's taken us a long time to even get to that point to be able to perceive
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. AI won't be able to understand that until we do. That's what I think.
Because we're the ones that program AI.
Yes.
Well, we're the above notion, you know?
And
just like in Rick and Morty, that the battery universe thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't know anything outside of its perceived universe.
Yeah, it's exactly. all perception. It's all perception.
Because
if AI knows that's going on, then yes.
We've only
it
can
if the fourth dimension is time, that's all it is perception. Time is a created perception.
It is, but it's also a thing.
It's
too.
An illusion and a real thing at the same time.
You can measure any way you want to, but there's it's still there.
That's my point.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still there.
Time as numbers is, you know,
that's
our
why time is relative
parameter.
Because we have set measurable parameters.
But time is a real measurement. It's just how you want to like put that out there to measure.
Obviously, some progression.
It's just
of
a progression of existence and change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we just measure it the way we want
to
measure.
And we
want
to call. You're late to 6 o'clock. You're now a piece of crap. You're not on time to work, so.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at me like you're talking to me.
Chad, I have to make it equal here. No, I'm actually sometimes late to work. I'm actually being unfair. It's somebody back there that I have to talk to.
Producer being late or what?
Matt just really leans into the relativity of time. Dude. He's just a big relativity of time believer.
It works on his end.
It does. Which is also true, too, at the same time. You know, both those aspects of my reality and his reality kind of crash because he's existing outside of my parameter of time mm-hmm. and I'm existing outside of his parameter of time.
Yeah.
But you both understand each other's parameters.
I said, meet me under the sun at this rotation. Yeah. And he doesn't know when that is. So.
You start marking it down a little bit better, you know, like, keeping track with it.
Matt goes by the moon, not the sun.
I didn't take that into account. Okay.
He said, I can't even see the moon tonight. What are you talking about?
That's what's been messing you up.
It's tomorrow. What do you mean? Exactly. But yeah, no, that's the cool thing about it, too, like with that, because I think that's true about AI and the way that interacts, because we're only being fed whatever information we get, and we got our senses, and it's going to have its senses, and unless it creates another way to have a sense that's outside of our understanding,
I don't think
senses,
it'll ever happen.
I don't.
I'm not discounting it.
I don't.
Okay,
think
it could.
The
if
more
it,
we understand consciousness,
but we would have to create that for AI to understand perception.
It can't move in this dimension.
Well, that's.
But you don't think that the more we understand our way of understanding, that we can't create a thing that understands faster?
Maybe,
than us?
But we don't have that. That's what I'm saying.
See,
like,
not
we,
yet.
We would
I'm saying
have,
it's still a possibility.
But we would have to create that for AI to use that to understand
for
perception.
Sure.
But yes, what, but it can't just create it. That's why I'm.
Let me go a little deeper with this.
Though. Okay.
But the same way you. Help me out here. The same way you create a computer program. Use simplicity to create complexity that can eventually.
Yeah,
do
but it's on a scale though. Like it's still on a scale.
Oh, have you heard of the?
It's still like it
Fibonacci
the,
sequence.
I know,
it's
the
same thing.
Is that if you create something that can do human things and has like a human perception of consciousness, it will do human things to then create its own. And if it can do those things at faster paces than what humans can process, it can process those
it already,
faster and then pass humans on
okay,
how it processes.
But it already does that.
But that's to create within the parameter. What I'm saying is if it can start to originate its own things from that foundation the way we do, but faster than it will.
It's
going
to have to be able to.
Regardless, but it'll still be faster than
it won't be able to see new things without us introducing
it's
the new
It's going to have
things.
To be able to
teach
take
how
resources.
How we understand and create new things, it will do those things
but
faster, is my point, and it will be beyond us.
But it can't see, can't hear.
Yet.
Like that,
yet.
It can't.
Yet.
It could.
I just don't think it
can
get that.
I mean, we make hearing aids and other things.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm saying.
And frequency
yet.
Readings. And we,
which
you know,
are inputs.
They
inputs,
are inputs
from us.
No, okay. Well, yes.
That's kind of what I'm getting
say,
at.
No, and you're right. But the thing is, if it's able to perceive what we've gave it already, and it's able to build and interact with the resources that we give it to get more resources,
so can a baby. That's what I'm saying. Like that.
Okay,
you
faster, dude. You're understanding.
I know.
Speed.
I know.
Babies to grow to a full human being is 25 years. You take an AI that's been processing and process things so much faster than that.
Yes, faster. I'm not arguing with faster. I'm arguing that it can't perceive anything other than what we input as it perceives.
That.
That's all
if
I'm
it
saying.
Can process faster and then learns to create. Even
it won't learn to create. That's what I'm saying. It won't learn to create
I
other than
this is a free will argument.
That's you're wrong.
Other than what we have already made, it won't create anything
we
new.
We do the same thing, though.
What? No, we're different, though.
We
does
are
this,
right now. What
does
I'm
this
saying
thing
is
have the capability? Is it going to eat from the tree of good and evil?
We're programming.
Is
it
going to be capable
that, though,
of that?
Dude. Maybe. We're not there yet, dude. We're just starting this thing.
It can't. I don't think
you're
so.
You're right. It can't. Not yet.
I don't think it will.
We are in 2025 when this
you know
thing
what that
is
means,
still
though?
In its infancy.
We're going to have to give it the option to betray us if that's true.
You don't think people will push it to that limit? It's in the open.
Well, no, I agree with you, but the only way that it does that is if it enters into that.
The fact that we can conceive of a creative motion art of something like even iRobot and relative things, and we have this technology,
then
we're going to push it to those limits.
iRobot's a little different.
What I'm saying is the fact that we can perceive of it happening and the fact that we now have more of the grasp of the technology means that we're going to push it to those limits.
No, see, but this is my thing. That's
Pandora's box.
But that's different. So iRobot's more of an example of like, hey, like I gave you a protocol and you chose not to listen to that protocol.
Exactly.
But not creating anything new. That's what I'm saying. Like,
how does it interact?
But now it has choice and now it has free will.
Well, I still don't think it can perceive.
If
it does that, then how does it?
I don't know.
What is this sequence that it chooses?
I don't know yet. The point is that we're still
unlocking
that.
Are we going
to
offer it an apple?
We might. And like, it might turn down the apple. That's what I'm saying.
If it does, it's smarter than us.
And it might. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, we're not getting biblical here.
I'm doing it.
If humans are creating it off human understanding, and we try to program it down to a T of how we understand things, that could be everything from morality to just simple tasks.
Our understanding of things is also
incomplete.
The point
is that it will start to replicate that, and then at the processing speed that machines are able to work, it will then surpass that and do its and kind of start doing its own thing.
It can't create anything that has not been created.
Yet. It only is by reference.
We don't create things that have not been created and used for
reference. Yes, we have.
No, off of reference.
We have. No, we have.
It's a constant build. What?
Maybe
what
not in a long time.
We observe
math,
and
math,
copy.
Math, science has been
was
created.
It's copied off from reality.
It's copied
but
from
I'm
reality
we,
and language.
No, you're missing me. You're missing this. We have looked out in nature and been like, okay, obviously these chemicals and stuff go together. This is obviously something new. This is science. Mm-hmm. We created that.
But I'm saying it can't do that.
We didn't start
at the vaccine or at these medicines from a point. We started this over 100 years of process basing it off of other things is my point.
Other things we created.
Okay, did you go
that's
out there?
That's what I'm saying.
Did you create the rock?
Discovered.
No.
Exactly discovered. My point. This
discovered.
Was already
okay, okay,
there.
Use that word. I don't think it'll discover anything. That's okay.
You don't think it's capable of discovery?
No.
If you have sensory inputs and you put human...
Sensory inputs from what? Humans?
Limiting your imagination.
Sensory inputs from what?
You're
humans?
Limiting your imagination.
I don't disagree with that, honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wait, sensory inputs from
it
what?
It doesn't matter, dude. Okay, so sensory input from humans. Follow this logic.
Okay,
sensory
yes.
Sensory inputs from humans. So what do humans do? We discover and we create, correct?
Yes.
So if we're putting those same inputs into a machine that can do it faster, how would they not use those same sensory inputs to discover and create at a faster pace than us and then surpass us? That's the point.
They probably would if we've already discovered
exactly.
it. If That's, we've already discovered
no,
it, yes.
No, because
yes,
if they have
yes,
the same inputs
yes.
of discovery and creation, they can do the same thing
I don't
thing
think
faster.
It's possible. I don't think it's possible.
Then you're not. You have a limited imagination.
I don't think so.
You have a
I think
limited
I have
imagination
a realistic imagination. I think I have a realistic
you have
imagination.
You have a realistic imagination of the time, but you don't know where this could be in 100 years once it's been built off of.
No
Think
one
of
does.
Computer, dude.
No
well,
one
a computer
does.
Computer used to fill a room, and now it fills this tablet, your phone, dude.
That's
they
crazy.
Put it down on that scale in less than 100 years. You're missing the big picture.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And, use your imagination.
And limits from what we've done, not artificial intelligence.
Hold on a minute.
We've done.
The same inputs in.
And we've made that. That's what
and
I'm
that's
saying.
Fine.
It was
we
only from reference. Okay, sorry. Yeah, no, you're right. It's only from reference, though, of everything that we've experienced and viewed in the world.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
No. But because
you're
of that,
you're not scaling
we've,
it up.
We've,
I don't think
he's
it's
missing
possible.
One,
I don't,
he's missing
I,
one thing. We've ahead. Gave AI sensors that it can read things.
Yeah, I
if
mean,
it can go
cars,
out
anything,
into
yes.
reality and sense and measure things, that
yes.
if it has
that we've already made
proverbial
parameters for.
Eyes, okay, even though the eyes might be a laser, it's able to at least build a construct of reality from the basis around it and understand something while it's recreating its own like perceptions. Okay?
Yeah, from the parameters we gave it.
We that doesn't matter if we gave it.
It does matter.
Our same perceptions that we gave it. That's my point. If we
similar
same...
perceptions, similar perceptions.
Yeah, it's not the same. Because
similar.
It's going to be.
But even similar, it doesn't matter. If
its
processing
still,
speed
yeah.
is faster, then it can still do
I'm not
similar
arguing
functions.
About the processing speed. I know it's faster. I'm telling
okay.
you, it's not create anything new. That's what I'm telling you. It's not going to create anything that hasn't been
it
done.
It will create something that would feel new to us if the processing is that much faster.
See, I agree.
It
it's not
going to
create anything
all
new.
All of those loops that we
we had to go through for hundreds of years and done those things in like months.
From the stuff we've already made. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on.
Listen, let me explain it. Okay. Let me explain it. Think about how long it took us to take the size of a computer to put into phone, right?
Yes.
Now, the AI at let's just say 100 to 200
AI that we made, yes.
That we made, okay. That we gave our sensories and our sense of discovery and possibly
creation. Not the same, but similar, yes.
Similar, yes. Okay, now take its processing speed. Now, it has realized that you can turn, what was it they used to use, like tubes or bulbs?
For
computers, what? For large computers.
I mean, they used tubes to create like screens and stuff, but they didn't use it.
But like that was
what I'm saying is the things that it used to take like a computer, like a huge computer, to put into this small thing that we can put into a phone to turn into transistors and all those things.
We're getting into quantum computers now too.
It has put this in. It could have figured all that out in a day if its processing speed is fast enough. So it's using the same data.
We made that though.
No,
we made that.
You're missing.
You both are wrong, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a realization for the technology, and it's nothing new. He's correct. The same way that we can create nothing new, it's an observable world.
My point but is,
it's a realization
so yes. Go ahead,
and sorry. A process that is coming to fruition with the technology. If it's able to perceive, it will eventually perceive everything that we've perceived.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it'll create anything new that hasn't been done.
And I agree
new.
With you because it
that's
won't.
All I'm saying.
It's only like it's this stuff. Already exists out in the ether, and you know people might disagree with my philosophy on it, but it's there. You know, reality is a constant there that we're realizing.
Vacuum tubes, transistors, and integrated circuits. This is my point. Okay. No, what I'm saying is humans discover and we build off of already things that we know to make them better.
Yes,
right? That is how we
yes.
invent.
Okay, I agree.
What I'm saying is that an AI model using the same or close to the same senses that we give it would take those things and do them at such a faster pace because they have a faster processing speed. Faster processing speed.
Okay.
To the point that it passes us to what we may conceive, and it may appear to us as if they invented a new thing. But it's not. It's that they were able to go through those processes of realizing what was a better way to do something so much faster.
I mean, I agree with you, Ted. Like, that's not... there's nothing
you're
you said there that I don't agree.
No.
What you said. No. Let's go back to what you said. No, listen to me. Quit. You said that it did...
No.
You said that it did something faster that we thought was something new, but that wasn't something new. I agree with you.
That's what people do.
Okay, but no. That's what I'm saying. It's not going to create anything new. It might do something so much faster that we're like, oh, shit, I've never seen that.
How is that any different from the language you were using to describe what people
do? I said it's not going
to
perceive anything new.
You're not listening to him.
I said it's not going to literally make anything new. It's not going to make any new discoveries that we haven't already made. But if it does something so much faster that it seems like it's new, that might be true.
It's going to come to a realization.
But that's creating a discovery.
That's not new. That's not creating anything.
If I discover that a transistor works better than a vacuum tube and I can minimize it, that's considered a discovery and something new.
It's using the same technology that you had. That's what it's using what you made as a human.
This is a language fight. No, that's all it is. It's this is a feedback loop, and we're stuck in it. We're stuck in the feedback loop.
Get us out.
All right. I'll tell you how. You both are right, and you both are wrong. All right, and you have to understand that both of you.
I like the first part.
Call him a fence sitter. Yeah. Call him a fence sitter.
No.
One side of the fence, the other side. No. Yeah.
I can't help you. Both are incorrect.
Go ahead.
All right. Your perceptions are both correct, but you guys are using language that is trying to defend a perspective while saying the exact same thing.
I agree with what he said.
I know it, but the difference is, he believes that. Okay, so you're putting out the idea that it could make discovery and it be made new. Okay, so don't...
Well, it would be new to us because it's doing it
exactly.
But it's not new.
It's new to us.
New
to us.
You would say when a phone came out, that's new. If you've never had a
innovation.
Phone before.
No, innovation. Like
new. You didn't have a phone. Now you have a phone.
We've got better at...
with what you just said.
I know, but we've got better at...
I know.
I just don't know why. No.
We're agreeing, and you don't realize it.
No. Seriously, though, like with phones, if you want to take that example, like that technology has already been there, and we've got it better.
I don't think people.
At one point, there wasn't phones, though.
Yes.
What was it they used? What was it they used? The telegram. and pager. And then there was a phone, though. It's my
drug dealer. Yeah.
It was built off of information previously known or had started to be discovered to be known. And then there was phones. That's my point, is that at one point there was the first phone.
Uh-huh.
That's my point.
AI didn't make that from new technology. That's all I was saying. That's
AI
all I'm saying.
AI would you...
Okay, feedback loop. That's all I'm saying. All right, we're going to have to jump
you
away
You see
from
what I'm trying to say
I
here.
I understand, and I understand what he's getting caught up on and you're getting caught up on. Because what it is, technology... oh, you definitely are. No. The technology is a realization that's been has not been made yet. That's what technology is. An understanding of reality that we have to manipulate something or have it work in our favor. And we
sorry.
Don't touch my dick.
Just help me out,
yeah, yeah. But it's just unrealized. Because the technology is already out there and already exists true in the world. But we as a human being come along and we combine a concept or two to create a idea. Like we have created time to do what we want. Time has already existed outside of it and it's true. But we create this standard. And that is the thing.
And there's a lot of things like that. Astrology, like some of these things AI would never be able to create without our
standard, but it cannot create the technology that is already there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Do you not agree with that?
I do agree with that. I feel like he was saying what I was saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are stuck in the. That's
what I'm saying. Repeated what we just said. I just said we're all agreeing.
Do you not see how ironic this is?
I do.
Then why are you arguing with me? Why are you arguing?
Because you were saying it can't.
It's semantics. It is semantics.
No, why are you arguing?
It is semantics. Because you were arguing. You were like,
no, you're arguing.
Because we haven't already discovered.
AI can discover anything in this fucking world.
You guys need to listen.
Yes, it can.
That we've already made. Yes.
No.
Yes.
We make new things off of things we've already discovered. Yes. This is the way we do things. Yes. The same fucking thing.
That we've already discovered. Yes.
Okay.
You got
language sucks.
You got it right. Congratulations.
Hey, so... This is literally...
You're a pussy!
Not again!
Stand up!
Not again! Okay. All right. This is literally the entire concept of the dead internet theory. Your both languages all proceeded to fail into entropy to the things that you most related to be able to fulfill the concept... But you both did not come to terms with the reality of what you both were saying. So it all was just spam that you were spamming each other with. Mm-hmm. Quit it.
What?
Quit sending him spam.
What, dude?
It's, oh my gosh. Oh, that is unreal, actually. It just unfolded right there. That was the perfect explanation of what's going on.
You're welcome.
I just needed two idiots to help me out.
Two geniuses.
Oh, you're right.
Unaware of what you're doing.
I used the wrong
We're
language.
We're just trying to teach you here.
Yeah.
The code is I'm so
glad that I have such geniuses to help me in my relationship.
Your
brains will help me decipher this reality more.
You're welcome.
Because you're a different perspective, and computers, you're like a different nanode.
We know.
Okay.
Yeah, we know.
Genius guys.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you. Electrons and protons going. Whoo,
yeah. You know. Just so much. I'm just so proud of both of you
These
for being.
Jimmy.
Nerd talk.
It actually makes so much sense.
Told you, dude. Fucking geniuses, bro.
Oh, exactly. But you guys are fighting the whole time, and
we're not fighting. We're loving. You're perceiving it right now.
Misunderstanding language. Just misunderstanding language. A negative comes in contact with a positive, and they both flop.
We love each other. I don't know what you mean.
Bro. We attract.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
You definitely do. Oh man,
that was fun.
Yeah.
You guys have a weird standard of fun.
It's called chemistry.
Something AI would never know anything about, right, Ted?
No, they can figure it out.
Oh, so you, what are you abandoning your entire point now?
I can figure it out.
Wow.
Well, okay, so we'll do a little shift here.
Okay.
All right, expanding on this, instead of just talking about the AI portion, what you were talking about earlier as far as how we kind of mirror the dead internet theory in our own lives.
Yeah, our human being in its it kind of recedes. It's brought into the world as a singularity of information, mm-hmm. and our consciousness kind of goes out. But then we, as human beings, don't keep striving to expand more. We fall into the entropy of collapsing into singular, branches, just to call it branches.
Our neural
pathways, whatever you want to call it. And mm-hmm. we repeat the same patterns and habits within our being that end up being spammy.
Well, let me ask you.
Because we know that they work, so we want to have it work again.
Exactly. Do you think it's like laziness, or do you think it's like innovation that's trying to make things easier for the human race?
It is both in some cases. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that we're able to, but we also like to just hit the orgasm button like I've spoke about before. It's easy to get there and have a little bit of pleasure right quick. We know that if I say this, I can get Jacob to do something for me. If I get both of them to yell at each other, I could just sit here and watch them all try to fight each other, you know?
Yeah, you can distract the teacher for 5 minutes. Yeah.
I know that I'll get what I want out of it, and it's a selfish perspective.
But I don't think it's just the orgasm button. It may be along the same lines. I think it's just also this.
We don't always do it, but that's a big thing.
It's kind of a content.
That's what
it's
addiction is that repeating that because you know that you want to get that whatever it is out of it. You know that
you know where
get
to get
again.
The dopamine hit.
You know, right.
Well,
you
that's
know
all it is dopamine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, dumb question because I really don't know. What's the difference in dopamine and serotonin as far as what it does for your body?
Serotonin makes you makes you in a good mood. Dopamine is what hits you like right, like, you know, you
see, I think the serotonin problem is a thing too, which I think serotonin.
But dopamine's worse. So
people get in a content cycle to where they don't want to break out of parameters it's easy.
But that's better than being like, oh, let me eat, like example is like a chocolate cookie. Like let me eat this chocolate cookie, I'm gonna get a dopamine hit for like 5 seconds, and then it's gone.
Chocolate actually does secrete dopamine in your mind too.
Okay,
it's known for it. And that's a cool little fact about like venom stuff. Like why you like chocolate is because the brain.
Literally though, for like 5 to 10 seconds, and then it's gone though.
Yeah,
wouldn't you say that maybe if we're relating it to brain chemistry, you disagree with me? It's fine. I'm not saying that there's.
No, I just
want to
add one thing too. Yeah, so dopamine also is the habit. It in your brain is the formation of you get dopamine to you when.
You do something that makes you happy.
Something that you know is going to... It's the thing that wants you to keep doing it.
But can serotonin lock you in the cycle?
Let me...
Serotonin, no.
Be more
no, dopamine...
I don't know. I'm literally asking.
So dopamine and serotonin... And these things aren't bad. It's just the balance of them.
No, I know. I agree with that, the balance.
Serotonin
of it,
and dopamine together create love in your brain, too.
Yeah.
Like, when they're mixed, like, evenly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you're in love with that. And I think serotonin helps... dopamine not be as constrictive.
Okay.
So
that is actually a better balance to dopamine.
Yeah, but
serotonin is better than dopamine. It controls your mood. It works with melatonin to help you control when you sleep and wake up.
No, they are. I'm not trying to oversimplify brain chemistry here. I don't fucking know. What I'm trying to say...
It's a reward system. Okay,
here we go. Dopamine is involved in movement, coordination, and feelings of pleasure and reward. Serotonin is involved in emotions. So it gives you
a little bit.
There you go.
What I'm saying is I guess in my brain
it's like the intellect and intuitiveness at the same time.
I was relating serotonin to more of, and again, language problems here. Serotonin related more to how we perceive the words content and
more emotion based.
I guess
that's what it said. That's what it said.
Though is more of a dopamine issue.
You think so?
Because the emotional basis, honestly, emotions cause negative attack, which wants to make change.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah. So, and I think dopamine is more. You know, we might
is serotonin also associated with negative emotions?
Well, that
brain scientist here.
Yeah, serotonin sickness you can get
go
from
ahead,
taking too much psychedelics.
Taylor, tables.
Tables.
Dopamine is associated with a sense of wanting more, while serotonin is associated with a sense of contentment.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Okay.
The opposite of what you just
said. So what's associated? What in the brain chemistry starts associating?
Where did
with
you get that from?
Because
I don't think I agree with that. From what I've read,
no, that makes sense.
Overview.
I am on to you. You are not going to get me.
What in brain chemistry?
See, I that's exactly the opposite of what I've heard before. It's because the dopamine is the pattern that's set forward, and that's what would create the contentment.
I mean, this thing says serotonin, similar to dopamine, creates a long-lasting feeling of happiness or well-being.
Because when you take...
So it's just low levels of it. It's just the absence of it.
If you take... we're going to talk about drugs.
Yeah,
here.
low levels.
We're going to talk about drugs.
Yeah, low levels
we
of serotonin, you'd be in a bad mood. Okay. Yes.
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 I feel like I knew that.
Because when you take mushrooms and you go on a psychedelic trip, it releases the serotonin, and that's what elevates you to be so euphoric.
Yeah, this thing says
but
low
it doesn't release dopamine because it's not addictive, and that's what causes that. While if you take heroin, dopamine is a higher thing to create.
Then the serotonin, and therefore
and
it's more addictive.
Depressants are...
The dopamine
yes.
yes.
This thing says, you ever feel like your brain is in a fog? It's because you got low serotonin. So that's what it says.
So
like,
let me ask you this.
If you're in a funk,
maybe
low
you know
serotonin.
This. If you're on a trip and you start having a bad trip, though... If,
what kind
if
of
you
trip?
Have? What do you mean? Higher level? Like a bad trip?
I was talking
about
drugs.
Like
mushrooms?
Yeah, mushrooms or acid, whatever it could be. If you're on a bad trip, which I think just like anything in life can help with growth, but it provides negative emotion.
I believe
it's
firmly
not like
in
you're
the
lacking
value.
Serotonin there. Is it just you're lacking?
Maybe you're lacking serotonin. It could still be you're lacking serotonin.
No, I don't.
Not at all?
No, because what happens in your brain chemistry, like you get stuck on wanting or changing something. And when you go on a bad trip, you always focus on something that you can't immediately control, and you send yourself into a spasm.
See, it's almost breaking a cycle a little bit, though.
Yes.
That's how your brain starts to...
trips are good trips.
See, not to talk about too much. I've never had a bad trip. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, dude, it's
okay,
life-changing.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Well, I feel like it's all mindset, though, too.
It is,
like, I've always been like,
it.
I'm not going to.
I haven't had
a good
place
when you...
I haven't had a bad trip either, if you want to call it that, because I realized the lesson immediately.
Yeah, and you got to know what you're doing. Yeah. That's the thing. I feel like some people are like,
And they think whatever, and they get stuck.
Yeah.
And that's why people sometimes create this psychosis when they take psychedelics, is because they get stuck on a pattern, a feedback.
Or they constantly get scared, like, I'm
going to die. I'm going to die.
Yeah, and something new's happened to me. I don't know what it is, so I'm dying.
Yeah.
Like, that's
Which,
not,
honestly,
like, that's a bad thought.
I want to take that concept, if you're ever in that position, and don't openly like seek to physically die, but let your mental being actually fail.
Or let it take over.
Let it just, if it's doing it, experience it. Have a taste of death.
Lean into it.
If you try
lean
to fight it, that's
it.
Lean in.
Don't fight it.
Lean with
it.
Rock
that's when
it.
You. That's
it's
when
a
you have
Chinese
a bad...
finger trap, dude. Like, don't fight.
You pull away, the more you're stuck.
Yeah, honestly, endless.
Well, that's the thing.
You get in your
is,
own head and you create these demons, and then you want to be just, it's all messed up.
With the disclaimer of not advocating for drugs, but if you were to, in a non-advocated way, that's why I've always said it's better to go in with a plan. And if you are on a bad trip and you've had too much.
I never go with a plan. No, I'm just kidding. I do all the time.
Wow.
If you don't, but, then you're the whole time you're like, what are we doing?
Listen, but if you get in a bad trip,
intention is important.
The easiest way to get out of it is to do something that is very safe and familiar.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. Absolutely. Yep. And it helps break that habit. And I think that's a good thing for, I didn't know we were going to talk about that, but that makes for good realization into like how to perform that in your day to day, is because that is literally happening to you even without the drugs.
Well, the thing
in
is
your waking
too-
day, your mind is already doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing that to yourself. You already have chemicals going on constantly.
Yeah.
This is just like a balanced trip. You know what I mean? Nothing's like out of whack. You're not feeling any particular way. Everything's kind of level. But on your day to day, if you notice somebody makes you mad, you don't want to keep focusing on being mad and let them control your emotional being. You want to let that just go. Letting go is such an important part.
See, what's crazy? I heard somebody talking the other day, and they said, like, you have a bad day or something, get in your car. Like, you know, you go to work every day in your car. I said, do something familiar like that. Literally, go get in your car like you're going to go to work. Like, because you're in there every day. So, like, you know, it's just something familiar.
It's separating yourself from it. Allowing yourself to digest it, but at the same time, it is kind of
like... I think
like,
doing something completely different, too, is also very healthy.
That's good, too.
Whatever,
yeah, if it's something you enjoy, it's got to... It's,
not avoid.
No, it's something you enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Because, like, to step away... Like, it's good to recognize, but, like, if you were doing something and you know that, oh, no, I'm stuck in this habit, I'm depressed and I'm sitting around, like, it's good for you then to break that habit by going and see. This is a good example. I actually took a trip a few years ago, and this is actually physically going somewhere.
Where'd you go?
I went to Savannah.
Oh, okay.
This was an actual trip. Okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah. And this was just one of those things that I was in my mind. I was like, I have to break habit. I got to get better. We're not going to sit and stagnate. I'm going to go away. I'm going to the beach.
That's a good idea.
And I went and I slept in my car for a few nights out there, and I had a good time by myself.
Tybee, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, dude. Tybee is beautiful also.
Great place.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yep.
And I loved it so much. And it was good because you just go and you break your habits and traditions that you've already set for something that you know would be good for you, you know, just to be done of a cycle, you know, to completely take the Ouroboros out of your... If anybody knows what Ouroboros is...
You know, I just think of Loki when you say that.
Well, okay.
Ouroboros.
No, no, seriously.
Spell it.
It's,
yeah.
These old... Okay, I'll try...
He's used like four words I don't think he could spell today.
Well, these are like weird repeating words. It's like O.
Hold on.
R O B O.
Is that why they called that character that?
Yeah.
Is that why his name is that? Okay, I didn't know.
It's the cycle.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
It's the snake eating.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what they talk about with the TVA. Yeah.
Hey.
And it's.
Hey. O U R.
Oh, yeah.
No.
B O.
Let me.
Sorry.
Because that's cool, because apparently Kang found this book that the TVA made, but the TVA didn't get the book until they got it from Kang.
Yeah.
So, like, it's
Tennessee Valley Authority?
And
the Tennessee Valley Authority?
Yeah! Well, that's crazy. That's cool.
Also,
that's
that Ouroboros symbol, you can completely, like, translate to being the Mobius strip at the same time. It's the same kind of thing. You have the loop.
So that's why they have Mobius.
Yeah, that's, that's what's going on with it. It's like the... recognition of the cycle, the circle, and you being able to break it. Because, you know, within mythology, the snake is usually, like, viewed as a tempter or even a medicine.
Okay.
Because it's both. It provides a solution, you know?
Yeah. Well, I respect Loki even more now.
And that's, you know, when we have, we look out and we look at the, oh, dude, there's so much symbology in that.
Oh, it's a great show.
Oh,
a great show.
But that's why the medical field uses the... Caduceus with the snakes.
Well, that's off of what's the Greek god's name?
Hermes.
No, not Hermes.
No, Ares? It wasn't Hermes. It's not Ares, right?
No, it's
no
Hermes.
It was the Greek god of like health. That's why.
What? Okay.
Ares War or something. I don't know.
We'll see.
It was Asclepius. See, because it had a rod with a snake in it. That's why they have the snake.
This is also referenced.
Sorry, I just remember this because I just talked about this the other day.
Yeah, look up Hermes though with that, because
I'm
was
pretty sure
Greek...
that's the origin of the why we use it in medicine though.
Well, yeah, but he predated Greek.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
But he was Greek.
Well, okay, he's been used a few times throughout history. Hermes Trismegistus is a larger figure. But
is
anyways,
it more,
the
is
Caduceus,
more like Christian?
No. Oh, you're welcome. Let's buy one. But no, but that symbolism kind of exists too within. Even within the Bible, there's a lot of alchemical stuff. Like, I forget in what chapter it was exactly.
No, he does. He also has a similar.
Okay, so that's why. Okay,
thing.
But it's all that is, and also with the Indian.
There's his penis.
So born of
it. So cool. Just showing off their cocks. Holy shit!
Hey, the smaller cock, the better. In Greece,
right, man.
Anyways, with Hindu religion,
can we talk about how small the Greek gods' cocks were?
I want to get away from the wiener talk.
Apparently, what about snakes?
Hey, apparently that was a good thing back then. Apparently.
Oh my gosh!
Can we go back?
Time is cyclical and it returns in patterns.
That's right.
One day it'll return to another point.
This episode of This Podcast Has a Table is brought to you by DeadNet Solutions, reviving your internet one meme at a time. Is your internet slower than your grandmother's flip phone? Do you feel like you're browsing the ghost town of cyberspace? Well, with DeadNet Solutions, they specialize in bringing your connection back from the dead. Features of DeadNet include zombie mode. When your Wi-Fi dies in the middle of a binge session, our undead bots will resurrect it instantly. Phantom speed boost. Say goodbye to buffering. Even ghosts won't be able to keep up. hauntingly affordable prices. Starts at just $6.66 a month. They don't take souls just yet. Special offer includes the first 50 customers get a free 404 error detector that alerts you when your neighbor is stealing your Wi-Fi, and you can kill them. Please do not kill your neighbor. So don't let your internet rest in peace. Call DeadNet Solutions today. It's time to exorcise those dead speeds and resurrect your online life.
All right, go ahead.
All right, as we were saying about the...
What were we saying?
Symbolism of the caduceus.
Snakes.
And being in the medical identity and everything and people associating as such. Because you, when you have a bite and poison enters your body, you literally take the venom to make an antidote. So that's all part of that. And in the Hindu religion, you have the kundalini.
Kundalini.
And if you see, it's also two snakes, and they're represented to go up your spine and reach your crown chakra to hit enlightenment. So you have the two snakes also climbing your spine, the two energies in you existing and going up.
Honestly, that's the best, like, if you want to be like, hey, what's, how did this world happen? The best, like, thing to say is, like, pretty much snake eating itself. Like, how, like, other than if you want to go, like, religious route, like, how else did everything happen? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
it, and that's what represents in the original sin, biblically speaking, is we keep entering into a relationship with our sin, which is us repeating the same problem over and over and over, just rebranded.
Well, that's what I was saying, yeah. Though, too. I made this joke to you the other day. I said, what if we're just God's dead internet?
Yeah, no, no.
Because we are so cyclical, or cyclical, excuse me.
And until we make that realization, we can't change. Mm-hmm. And that's what the AI can't do yet.
It can't make that realization, so therefore it's there to repeat cycles.
Uh-huh, and it's going to repeat.
And it never will.
Yeah. I'm just saying we're terrible for introducing a conscious being.
They never will.
You agree, Ted? You agree? It never will.
That it'll never.
We just spent 30 minutes.
Yeah, we
both trying to do that. We're not returning. This. I'm getting out of this cycle.
All right,
we're going away.
Shh. He's talking.
Yeah,
stop biting your tails, Pussy. Guys. Actually, you know what? Maybe you should bite his ass. You know what? Bite his ass.
Ew.
I'm ass.
Gay.
Well, quit it. Quit trying to quit hissing at him. Stop.
Stop. We're making sounds.
Yeah. I'm a snake.
Slithery snake.
I'm a slippery little snake. But, you know, that symbolism and everything going along with that, that's the cycle. And that's really big within the alchemical identity. Yeah. Quit playing with my pole. And that is kind of the whole point of the dead internet theory, in my opinion. It kind of represents back to old mythologies and other things.
I think everything does, dude.
Oh, it does. It's because it's referencing what is. We only,
and what has happened.
We only know our reality to the way that we can experience it.
Life is just a fun mirror house.
Hey, yeah, it is. How long do you think this all has been here? You think it's been here longer than what they say?
What?
Or do you think it's pretty accurate?
What's
the
what?
World?
Actually, I what think you, the world is a...
Like, I mean, they obviously, their prediction is when humans have actually, like, became, you know...
Yeah.
Like, civilized and everything.
I think our
perception
of reality... Okay, so let me try to phrase this. I think there is an eternity in this reality, but us in our experience is experiencing it on a lower scale. Like, we're in a matrix, per se, if we want to use that wording. You know, and it's just allowing us to experience ourselves in a safe parameter without really damaging our.
Hey,
okay, another
Andrew Tate agrees, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me about it.
He talks about the Matrix a lot.
It
seems like
you
guys
kind of
line up on some things. Interesting.
Okay. I don't know much about him, but maybe I'll talk
That's
to him one
good,
day.
Actually,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So does Keanu Reeves, you know?
Yeah.
But
I
that's important
so
to know.
I think the way we perceive time, it's probably hitting around the ballpark.
You think so?
The way we perceive it.
What is that, though? Because if the world's been here for
the way
millions of years, then this is just a drop in the bucket, really. Like,
yeah, it is. I agree.
Well, yeah, and
I mean,
if
you believe in infinity to a degree, even if it's outside of this and this is created within a realm of infinity, I mean, yeah.
I think everything exists within infinity, honestly. All of eternity is within it.
So you don't think it'll ever end? You don't think the world
will
ever end?
What we perceive as will perish and pass away.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. I think
it all, everything, and that's it. it's always in flux, and we're always trying to get a hold of what we're understanding. But it too will pass and fade away into something you don't recognize anymore.
But it can also be cyclical.
Yeah,
good. But thing. And that's a
kind of like the Futurama when they get the time machine and they go forward and then it's just all repeat. See, and they're this universe happens to be like 6 feet shorter. It repeats itself. It's possible. I don't know.
And that may be true too. We talked about it last podcast. Everything, everywhere, all at once. Come on, man. Premise is great.
You hear some it? What?
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
I still haven't.
I don't think so.
Oh man.
Is it like a time machine kind of thing?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought we were on the time machine thing. I was about to tell you Back to the Future is bullshit.
No, but no. It's more of like a
multiverse shit.
Okay.
Multiversal understanding of things and just like experiencing stuff as a human being.
Can we all agree that Back to the Future is bullshit, though?
It's a great movie, and I'll allow the concept
bullshit, right? Like, time doesn't work that way, right?
It's
like,
fun.
Okay, all right.
It's fun.
As long as everybody understands time doesn't work that way.
I wish I had a piece of paper so bad.
Future, a correct actual science? No, okay. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so
you are
hitting
on something.
That's
you
all
are hitting on something new here and groundbreaking. Proud of you.
That's all I wanted to do.
These are my geniuses.
That's what I'm saying, dude. He figured out. Dude, this whole time, I thought Back to the Future was an actual representation of how that
everybody
shit
loves Back to the Future, cut, and though. I just.
Yeah, it needs to be cut, and I need to, like, tape them together so I can show. Do we have scissors in here?
No, we have them outside of here.
No, I won't worry about that. I was going to show, like, the Morbius. Okay, so let me just.
I know the Mobius thing.
Okay, so
I know that. I do too.
Okay,
yeah.
So just if you cut that. Itself. Yeah, but if you cut that down the middle.
It's the same thing.
And then you do it, it just expands
exactly.
It again.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because that's time is in that.
That's what I'm saying. It could be cyclical.
The perception. Infinitely is. Yeah.
But,
you know?
But time is made by our own accord, though, too.
Well,
so
the way we are.
Yes.
Time is
yes.
an illusion yes. by human standard.
Yes.
But
the
progression
measurement is there, yes.
of it existing is permanent. It's tied with space.
No, for sure. Because, you know? I mean, you look at light years. Like, that's a good example.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can see stuff that happened billions of years ago.
Because it is relative to where you are positionally to as. Because there's a theory, and I think Einstein also partook in this, but the more human beings and more perspectives that were around it, it is believed that time moves faster in that area. But the further that you are away from other sentient perspectives, the slower it is.
So Interstellar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another
yeah, exactly.
great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Another great movie is.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
There's actually a hand trick that's like kind of gets this away too. Here, Jake, you can see it on the side of the table.
Okay.
You idiot.
He got me.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to see something cool, but no.
You did, dude.
I mean, I had to
honestly,
look.
Bro,
you
good
did,
job.
Dude.
Good
yeah,
job.
That was right. I got him.
I was going to pull it away anyway.
I know
but,
you were. Bitch.
That's why I stole it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for not leaving me hanging, Dakota.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Any day. But yeah, it's just interesting.
It is interesting.
It's a big fun house.
And that's the entire point with that. And that's why it's so important, I think, as being a human being, is we're able to perceive and understand what that concept is with the dead internet theory and apply it to the rest of our lives and expand past our already existing parameters to be more. We can be better by your language.
Real? That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's our job to realize how it works, because it again just reflects our own lives and how we can get out of our own just cycles to break that and actually do meaningful things in a way, not just repeat the cycle and get stuck in the dead internet,
because it's
the dead
easy
world.
Sometimes to exist within that same parameter because it's proven.
Yeah,
but where is creativity and the love of being a truly human person is to expand past those.
That's
bounds.
Supposed to be our separation point, and there's times we lose that,
and you're not going to see that with AI. So that's the problem.
That's possible. It might not even understand how
Maybe.
To do that. See, that's
Daddy.
The issue,
Ted.
Yep,
you're not going to see that with AI.
Maybe.
Okay.
Right. Honestly, it's possible.
Okay, we'll just say it's possible so we don't have to argue.
We had a fucking oracle here.
So we don't have to argue.
Yeah, we had a fucking goddamn fucking Apple genius over here. Yeah, do you see? Oh, man. Never mind, dude.
That's just a pimple, not a thing. Never mind. No, I'm just playing.
It's a dog. Didn't know fucking wearing a Lakers hoodie, dude. I mean, didn't realize he's a fucking wizard. Jesus.
You're a wizard, Jacob.
Crazy.
Washington.
I know, dude, but apparently you're a wizard.
I could be.
Predict the future.
Could be.
Yeah.
Got better predictions than this fucking clown.
Yeah. Hey, I got. You know what? I think you're both clowns.
Mm-hmm. You just reflected each other. Got a big red nose.
Yeah. You just reflected each other. And I'm over here, I'm honking both your noses. You know?
Listen to this guy.
The one wearing a size 15.
Yeah, dude.
15. Size 15.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Big shoes, clown shoes. Are you stupid? Oh, are you stupid?
Yes.
Are you stupid?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I need you to be my genius. I didn't get the clown joke.
You're right, dude. I forgot you're a goddamn wizard.
Talk about red nose, and I say big shoes, and you don't know what that means.
Size 15. I thought he meant my shirt. I was like, oh, you called me fat. I'm sensitive.
Say that, man. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Finger looking good. You know what?
Yeah. Got anything else?
Oh, man, I don't know. That was a trip, honestly. I didn't expect it to go that direction.
It took a route.
It did take a route.
Through the mountains and everything.
Oh, hour 10. Oh, really? Hour 10?
All right.
That's pretty good.
There. Yeah. Well, that was honestly fun.
That was fun.
Anybody got any cool internet theories? I would like to hear from them in the comments.
Yeah, any comments, anything? Questions for us?
Say something.
Yeah. Make sure it's not a dead internet. Yep. Prove us wrong. Prove it wrong. Expand past
there
these
are
AI
real people out there.
Please ask Tad questions. That's what we want to.
Yeah.
Ask Tad.
I
want
to make
questions.
Fun of him more, to be honest.
I will do Tad answers your questions.
Tad mailbag coming up next.
All right. I appreciate you all very much. If you'd like and subscribe, and also follow us on any kind of platform we've posted this on. It'll greatly help.
What are we on? We on TikTok, YouTube?
Well, we've got TikTok. We got the YouTube. We got the Instagram. We got the Facebook. We got the RSS feed. We got every subsidiary besides Apple right now. Okay. We're working on that one.
You
got
to say the free on YouTube.
Free on YouTube. Yeah. You even get to see our ugly, I mean, beautiful mugs.
Worldwide. Yeah. We're the big, beautiful internet. This podcast has a table. Yeah.
This table has
I didn't
a podcast.
Put that up at all.
In another universe, we're going to have the table talk for us.
Yep.
So. All right, and thank you all, and good night, or good morning.